The Haynes Teachers Union rejects a proposed contract, stalling negotiations, and the Haynes Borough Assembly approves a budget with full funding for HARC. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories and more up next. Contract negotiations between the Haynes School District and teachers are stalled after 80% of the teachers' union voted against a proposed agreement.
I think our biggest issue was that the proposal doesn't really value the effort and the time that current staff have put into the education of our children.
Lisa Andreessen is the president of the Haynes Education Association. She is not one of the three certified staff negotiating team members who represent about 20 teachers in the Haynes School District. Those three teachers have been meeting with school district representatives since mid-February to negotiate a two-year contract. On May 18th, they finalized a draft agreement, which the teachers took to the union. Andreessen says the union overwhelmingly voted no on the contract the negotiating team had accepted. The main issue, she says, is pay.
We've had a lot of staff turnover the last few years, and we just felt that the proposed contract isn't something that would encourage teachers to stay for long in our district, and we know that that's detrimental to a child's education to have turnover of staff.
We don't know their specific concerns. The letter that they gave us was very general.
That's School Board President Anne-Marie Palmieri, who is on the district negotiating team. Andreessen sent the board an email saying the proposed contract is in conflict with the district plan to attract and retain staff. Palmieri and Andreessen would not give details about the proposed salary schedule or other things like benefits, insurance, and personal leave. Andreessen says one way she thinks the proposed salaries are lacking is they don't compensate teachers for professional development certifications.
The changes to the salary scale would just encourage, it would almost turn our school into a training ground for teachers, that after a certain point that it would be more worth their while to probably leave the district and go elsewhere.
The new contract start date would be July 1st of this year. There are no negotiating meetings currently scheduled. Palmieri says she would like to see the contract in place by mid-August when teachers start in-service days. Andreessen says when negotiations start again depends on people's schedules. Teacher Darwin Feeks is the negotiating leader for certified staff, and he's out of town. According to school administration, the district is facing a more than $200,000 budget shortfall next year. Andreessen says tight budgets have swayed teachers to compromise in the past, but not this year.
We've had this trust in the district and been trying to work with them, but then the numbers are never accurate for what they say. You know, in the spring, they always say there's nothing, we're going to have big cuts, there's not enough money to do anything sustainable, and then we find out that there was a lot of money.
Andreessen says a contract reflects how much the community values its teachers, and right now, it doesn't show that. While the certified contract is stalled, the classified contract has been agreed on. That contract covers people like paraeducators, food service personnel, and administrative assistants. It includes salary increases, which Palmieri says range between about 5% and 11%. There are also more personal days depending on length of service, increased reimbursement for continuing education, and an agreement to split any potential insurance rate increases. Palmieri says the classified contract will cost about $45,000 more out of the district's general fund than what was originally budgeted. The Haynes Assembly on Tuesday night passed a budget for the next fiscal year. Few changes were made from the budget originally proposed by manager Dave Sosa, but the Assembly did restore funding for animal control services through Haynes Animal Rescue Kennel. It just didn't happen the way some Assembly members had planned. Some of the biggest cuts in the borough budget come from the police department. That's because of expected reductions in state funding. Hours will be reduced for two police dispatchers, and the borough will freeze the hiring of one of the five police officer positions. SOSA had also recommended cutting the contract with HARC for animal control services to save money. He wanted the police department to take on many of those duties. HARC representatives and other community members pushed back at that idea. They said the $16,000 left in the budget for animal control wouldn't be enough to keep services at the level the community has come to expect. At a recent Finance Committee meeting, members recommended the Assembly make a one-time transfer from the Townsite Fund to keep animal control services at the same level for next year. But only four members were present at Tuesday's Assembly meeting. Finance Committee Chair Joanne Waterman was one of the two members absent. That means all four of the members at Tuesday's meeting would have to agree on a motion for it to pass. George Campbell voted against it. Instead, Campbell suggested taking the money needed to fully fund HARC from two sources, half of it from the Townsite Fund balance and half of it from the Assembly's Community Chest Fund. That $32,500 fund is set aside for the Assembly to grant requests from area nonprofits. The other Assembly members supported the idea, and the motion passed. The four members also adopted the budget. Some state revenues are still uncertain as the legislature continues to debate the state budget, but most of SOSA's proposed budget remained intact, including a quarter mil rate increase. That equals a 23-cent increase of tax for every $1,000 of assessed property value. The Haines School Board has moved closer to a final decision on what's turned into a contentious issue, expanding laptops and iPads for students. School board members were mostly supportive of one-to-one devices in middle school and upper elementary grades at a workshop on Tuesday. Some Haines parents and school board members have balked at the idea of the youngest students having one-to-one access to iPads, but teachers for first and second grade and school administration say the current system of sharing iPads makes it difficult to use them in creative, spur-of-the-moment ways. Here's Superintendent Ginger Jewell at the Tuesday workshop.
And so as you look at a high-impact classroom, the tech is a tool that helps you get that collaboration, the creativity, the communication, the critical thinking skills.
School board members talked about which grades really need one-to-one technology. It took a while to come to a decision.
What do you guys want to do?
Eventually, a proposal to buy enough technology for one-to-one in grades 3 and up seemed to garner partial agreement. Here's how the technology would shake out. Kindergarten through second grade would share two iPad carts. It wouldn't be one-to-one, but it would give more access than those grades currently have. Third and fourth grade would have one iPad cart and one laptop cart to share. Fifth through eighth grade would have one-to-one laptops. High school already has one-to-one computers. The rough cost for this technology expansion next school year is around $90,000. That includes new laptops for fourth and seventh grade and seven classroom smart boards. Routine high school and teacher computer purchases aren't included in that. At the end of the workshop, School Board President Anne-Marie Palmieri asked members if they were on board with the plan to expand technology one-to-one from third grade up. Here's Sarah Chapel, Mike Wilson, Tiffany DeWitt, and Sarah Swinton.
Well, I definitely feel like we're focusing on those middle elementary grades and giving them resources that the classes are asking for, and I feel really good about that.
There are a group of very committed people within the district that want and can move this forward. And I think it's something that I can support.
I totally support it fourth grade up. I struggle with it in the lower grades.
I'm not on board, so I'll let you guys make the proposal. I'll decide on Tuesday how I'm voting.
The board will make a final decision at next Tuesday's meeting. For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.